This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Voters in Colorado Springs will start getting ballots soon for next month's runoff election for mayor. Ballots go out in the mail today. KRCC's Shauna Lewis.
None of the 12 mayoral candidates got more than 50% of the vote in the April election. So now Colorado Springs voters will choose between the top two finishers, Wayne Williams and Yemi Mobilade. It's an all-mail-in election, and ballots are due by mail or in a drop box by 7 p.m. on May 16th. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A new school zone goes into effect today on a busy street in Colorado Springs, where a high school student was hit and killed by a car last month. According to the police department, the high school student was in a crosswalk when a vehicle pulled into the intersection on a red light. The city doesn't typically have school zones at high schools, but says it will work with districts as needed. Colorado voters last year approved hundreds of millions of dollars for affordable housing projects. Now the legislature is considering an adjustment. Ski towns could be allowed to target those affordable housing projects at higher income people, since costs are so much higher in those areas. A bill to make the change was introduced last week. A storm system passes over Colorado starting tonight, bringing snow and rain across much of the state. Most of it will fall in the mountains along I-70. The National Weather Service says up to 2 feet of snow is possible in some ski towns. Urban areas in all parts of the state will get rain, but it's unclear whether conditions will be cold enough for snow. Along the Front Range and across Metro Denver and Colorado Springs, that chance for rain this evening, highs today in the 60s, then cooler on Tuesday. Grand Junction has rain today, and that mountain snow continues for the next few days. This is CPR News and KRCC.